The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You might have heard Alan Kelly, the former Labour leader and Labour Party TD for Tipperary, speaking in the Oireachtas yesterday. He said about cocaine, "It is in every corner of Ireland now. It is in every sporting club. I imagine it is in here." Here being Leinster House. Alan is on the line. Alan, what makes you imagine there's cocaine in Leinster House?
Well, I believe it's so prevalent across Ireland. It's in every corner of Ireland. It's in every sporting organisation. It's in every club. It's in every village. And obviously, Leinster House is a workplace. Do I think that TDs and senators are on cocaine? No, I don't. But it's a large workplace. And I think it's in every large workplace in the country now. And we have to face up to it. What I was trying to do yesterday, and I hope it'll work, was get a narrative change. Get a discussion going. The middle classes of Ireland, upon which majority of people will class themselves, there's a large amount of people who in some way believe it's okay to take cocaine. And it's not. It's unacceptable. But they think it's socially all right. You'd nearly get the A to Z of lectures on everything else on every issue from some of these people. But at the same time, they are participating in an industry and taking cocaine socially at weekends. And my other issue is across sporting organisations, in clubs. I mean, young people who look after themselves, which is great, but they don't want the calories and they don't want the hangovers. So while they might go to a pub, they're not drinking very much and they're in and out of the bathroom a lot of the night. And we just have to have a narrative change that this isn't all right. I believe in health-led solutions towards drug abuse, but we also need a narrative change. And I'm calling on the government, and I'll spring this myself if I have to and start writing to people, but I believe large sporting organisations in this country should come together to lead a campaign for a narrative change on this, Kieran, because it's everywhere. I have teenage children. They're getting into the stage where their lives are going to change, as in how they're going to socialise, how they're going to go out. And I'm scared about what I'm seeing.
So there's a few different aspects to that. So there's the pervasiveness of cocaine in every corner of Ireland now, when maybe once considered kind of an urban drug. There's the attitude to it. As you say, I'm not sure if blasé might be overstating the case, but certainly it's not considered as serious as somebody who told you they were using heroin. There seems to be a much more relaxed attitude to somebody using cocaine. And then there's the calories thing as well, which I guess comes into kind of body image and all of that, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're right. That's three great ways of categorizing this. I mean, the pervasiveness of it, obviously that is an issue for an Garda Síochána and the authorities to deal with. But it does seem the scale of it around seems to be way beyond what was there even 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. The fact that it's in every corner now, I mean, the distribution networks, the way in which this is getting around, it's so easy to get cocaine. It is incredibly easy. Anyone can get it in any corner of Ireland at any time. And that obviously it has changed as well. But third, the way people think about it, I think you're right. I think it is blasé. I think people are blasé towards it. I know, unfortunately, of many people whose families have been wrecked by this, I know of many young people, women and men, who have ended up in addiction centres. And fairness to them, they sought help, they went and got help, which I truly admire. But there's many others still struggling with it. And obviously there are people who are even building up huge debts and the consequences to those families. And then you do have the other issue of body image. And, I know when I was growing up, after a match, you go out for a few pints or do whatever, or go out on a Saturday night. But now it's the drink is only a small component of the night out. And we've got to challenge that too, Kieran. All of those aspects which you've referenced, we've got to challenge. But we need a narrative change among society on this. This shouldn't be blasé. We need a narrative change across, and I don't think us as politicians, Leinster House, the government, I don't think alone we can do that, because it's a different type of discourse we need. And I'm calling on all the sporting organisations. I was at an event about 6 months ago in my own parish where a gentleman came and spoke about the impact it had in his family. And he really, 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 it took me by the way in which he spoke. And, he was the guy who actually initially put it into my head that sporting organisations would have a big role here. And that's why I raised it in the Dáil yesterday.
Okay, the other aspect actually we haven't mentioned is just the criminality as well. And it always strikes me, there's this kind of dissonance, cognitive dissonance when it comes to taking cocaine. The same people who are appalled by the Kinahan and Hutches shooting each other doing coke at the weekend.
I raised the issue of the Kinahans the time they were getting involved again in boxing a number of years ago in the Dáil. I remember Leo Varadkar responding to me. But at the end of the day, the reality is that seeps all the way down when people are buying cocaine, when they're socializing at weekends, when they're, wherever they work at, whether they're professionals, whether they're self-employed or whatever, and that they think, it's appalling. What has gone on in Ireland in relation to criminal gangs. It's appalling, the feud. It's appalling the hurt and impact it's having on so many communities. But yet then they go out and they have cocaine themselves. I mean, that's why we need a narrative change, Kieran. That's why, we need a narrative change to help people to change direction. I think it's gone so far in this country, we need to do it very, very quickly because the impact it's having on people's lives. And I don't want my 14-year-old daughter, my nearly 13-year-old son, to be growing up in a society that is where cocaine and its use, its acceptance, and the escalation of its availability is so prevalent and only going to get worse.
One of the big conversations we've been having nationally recently is around changing attitudes and culture to behaviour on the road and speeding, and part of that is education and what you're talking about, kind of changing the narrative. Part of it as well is enforcement. And I just wonder, and listen, you acknowledge like the pervasiveness is an issue for An Garda Síochána, but there's also a suggestion I've heard before that you start drug testing people down to lower levels in sport. We already drug test some amateur athletes in terms of inter-county GAA players. You start doing that Garda side of the road swab test on lads playing club hurling, club football, club rugby, club soccer, and quite soon they might be a little more wary of snorting coke at the weekend.
Possibly, I haven't even thought down to that level, if I'm being honest, because really, I think we're at tier one. And tier one is, we need a campaign. The road safety campaign is an example. There are other campaigns for public health reasons. But we also need a campaign here to change the narrative. From a society, we need to make sure there is a change brought about. And it's not going to be politicians alone, or indeed in the main, who are going to deliver this, I believe. There's a wider societal moral compass that needs to come around, wrap its arms around this issue and say, do you know what? We've had enough. This is impacting so many people. It is becoming so blasé. It is, changing people's lives in so many different ways. It's damaging people. It's given really, really, really bad impression to young people growing up about what is acceptable and what is right and what is normal. And we need to do it very quickly. Look, I believe the GAA, the IRFU, the FAI, Athletics, every other boxing groups, every national organisation, maybe with Sport Ireland behind them, should come together and lead a campaign on this. I mean, we all know the power of social media. I mean, this campaign can be put across working with the government, working with the Department of Health, the Department of Sport, across all media, across all channels, but in particular on social media, that, this isn't right. We have got to this stage. It's wrong. We need to change the way in which we think about this across all the different areas that we just spoke about and show people that you can go out and enjoy yourself. Everybody wants to enjoy themselves. I enjoy a few pints like anyone else. Socialize and do everything. You can look after your body. You can do everything you want to do. You don't need to think that it is okay to take cocaine. You don't have to fall into this trap. You don't have to be peer pressured into your friends aren't drinking anymore, but they're taking coke. It's okay for you to do that. No, that is not the way society should be.
Do you think a more relaxed attitude to other drugs has a kind of a knock-on effect or a dynamo effect? A more relaxed attitude to cannabis, for example, which I think there is in society. You certainly smell more of it around.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure of the total correlation. Probably so. But I mean, there might be some correlation, but I'm not sure. I think the real issue here is the prevalence of it, the amount of it, the capacity for it to be available everywhere in the country, the fact that young people for reasons we just spoke about, don't want to, you know, go for a few pints or anything like that. They just want to use Coke for other reasons for their body and all of this sort of stuff. I think they're the main reasons that the change has happened. This has turned into a trend. Has turned into a trend over a number of years. And it's obvious to everybody now that it's a massive problem and not enough has been done about it. And I don't think, and I say this as a politician of a lot of years, I don't think the government on their own or me as a TD alone can sort this or can change the narrative. We need other people, other organisations that have huge reach, that have huge organisational capacity to work with us and work together to campaign on this. And, you know, that's what I'm really calling for. I hope I just stir that change in narrative, Kieran. That's the reason I stood up in the Dáil yesterday. Sole purpose was to get a change of narrative going and start the conversation about that straight away.
Alan Kelly, Labour TD. Alan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kieran.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.